Since Rosie Batty's son Luke was killed by his father, she's really made it her mission to shine a light on the issue of family violence. The fact that she has been since made Australian of the Year has given her a platform to do that, and the federal government has underpinned it with a public education campaign, and now the Victorian government is holding a royal commission into family violence. So now more than ever, perhaps, this problem is clear and high profile, and so too is the need for services to support the victims of domestic violence. But at this critical time, there are concerns that a recent change in policy in New South Wales has actually had the effect of reducing access to refuges for women who are fleeing a violent home. There are even reports that women are being forced to stay in motels after being turned away from shelters because there is no room. Moo Balch is the CEO of Domestic Violence New South Wales. Moo, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
There are alarming, it's always alarming, but perhaps growing reports too that women in desperate need of escaping violence at home are being turned away from refuges because they are too stretched. Is this a sign that an already under pressure system is simply being asked to do too much?
Yeah, look, Fran, I think the issue has always been a very overstretched system, and we're seeing an increase in demand, particularly over the last 12 to 18 months. I think as a result of a number of factors, as you mentioned, Rosie Batty and her advocacy around the issue, I think has increased awareness around domestic violence, and we're getting much better as a community at talking about domestic violence and the non-physical types of violence that exist as well. So there's an increase in awareness. There's also an increase in help seeking, an increase in police responses to domestic violence. And that, of course, all results in an increase of demand on a system that is very stretched already.
Can we look at the system? As you say, it's always stretched, it's been ever thus. But if we look at the changes in New South Wales, it's Australia's most populated state. There was a recent change in policy where the funding is under a new system. I think it's called Going Home, Staying Home, is that it? Home, Staying at Home. And since that change, some of those who have been involved in the refuge sector for a long time say that there's been really negative effects on the number of places available for women. If I can talk to you about some of those. Is it true, for instance, as I've been hearing and reading in media reports, that some women's refuges have been taken over by new providers, and these include some of the church groups, for instance, like Mission Australia or St Vincent de Paul. They've been taken over by new providers, and they're not necessarily preserved for women only. Is that true as emergency accommodation?
It's complex. Yes, it's true that there's a new way that homelessness support services. So most refuge and domestic violence crisis services in New South Wales are funded under the specialist homelessness sector. And what we saw last year was a significant change to the way that those support services were commissioned by government, the way that they were distributed throughout the state, and the way that they were delivered and who they were delivered by. So we've seen some quite radical changes in some areas in terms of who is actually running or which agencies are running those services.
Like what? Give us an example, can you?
Well, for example, in Bourke, the Catholic Church took over from, a Catholic agency took over from a women's refuge response that was there before. Mm-hmm. In some areas, the status quo stayed fairly normal. Small specialist services, women's refuges were running the services before, and they won through a competitive tender process the service in their area. So it really, one of the biggest issues, I think, is that there's a real inconsistency across the state.
Yes.
We don't have a really consistent response in every area. We have some areas that have stayed fairly stable and have even increased in terms of the amount of funding for beds for women escaping domestic violence, and also for other services for women and children escaping domestic violence. In other places, the response looks very, very different.
Is part of the problem, as you just said there, this new policy, going home, staying home, and there might be a lot positive about that notion, but that it is all seen as homelessness support services, where women's refuge movement was not about homelessness, it's about fleeing violence and safety from a violent situation for you, and a safe position. They are, in a sense, two different things.
Absolutely, and I think that actually captures the issue quite quite perfectly, Fran. I think, unfortunately, the way that we fund services or the way that the government funds services is under a particular strand of funding. What we really, really need if we're going to tackle domestic violence, domestic and family violence properly in New South Wales and more broadly across the country is to have a cross-government approach, which sounds simple, but in reality, it's actually very, very difficult to get government departments working together across different parts of funding streams, and to give women a real response which meets their needs, which is not just about refuges and crisis services, which are at the core of the way that we respond to domestic violence, but other programs like in New South Wales we have Staying Home Leaving Violence, for example, which is about keeping the woman safe in her home, helping her to rebuild her life, supporting her in a range of ways so that she and her children are able to continue living in their home and the perpetrator is removed.
Yeah.
Those sorts of responses as well. Women need a whole range of different responses and they should be able to choose where they go.
You need it all. I mean, that's the point, isn't it?
Absolutely.
If I can give you another example that we've heard of here in Breakfast, Elsie's Refuge. A lot of people know Elsie's. It was, I think, the original, but certainly one of the original women's run refuges, safe place for women run by women, operated for 40 years. I think most recently it had 5 full-time staff who did casework. They had a children's worker. They had 24-hour access. Elsie's is still there, but under this new system, St Vincent de Paul won the tender. Now, Vinnie's runs very well a number of refuges and supported accommodation options for people. But as I hear it, Elsie's now has 2 part-time staff, part-time caseworkers, and is more a sort of a share house or a safe house rather than a refuge with all that support worker there provided. Is that how you understand it? And is that's a change of brief, isn't it, for what is offered here?
Look, I think I can't comment on Elsie specifically because I don't know what the staffing situation is there or the services that they're offering there. But I think, again, Fran, I think this is part of the issue with the set of reforms is that we're actually looking at, we need a range of really well nuanced responses to women and children escaping DV. And that might be court support. It might be working with children as clients in their own right. All of these responses we want and we think very clearly need to be trauma specialist responses. And that's the sort of thing that women's refuges have developed over, decades.
Yes.
In some cases. They've started from, volunteer models like Elsie Refuge, which was started up by volunteers, 40 years ago.
I mean, it was a feminist model, really, to support women fleeing violence, wasn't it?
Absolutely, and we would like to see those responses everywhere. If the government is going to spend money on delivering domestic violence services, that should be done from a trauma specialist approach. Acknowledging the gendered nature of domestic violence, acknowledging that women and children escaping DV have a range of needs and might want to be supported in a whole range of different ways and empowered. So I think that has to be at the crux of any kind of response, whichever part of government is funding it. At the end of the day, a hell of a lot more money needs to be put into this.
It's 21 past 8. Our guest is Moo Bolch, the CEO of Domestic Violence New South Wales. Funding is all an issue, always an issue. I think there was some controversy because the recent New South Wales budget didn't include any new money for the sector. And this is despite, of course, the national focus on this at the moment, which is just all it's doing is raising consciousness and demand for places. But just briefly, if I can ask you for a fairly brief answer on this, the going home, staying home model, is that working? How is it being enforced that women are being able, women and children, to stay safely in their own homes rather than have to go and seek refuge somewhere else?
I think we need to look at this with fresh eyes. I think we have a different level of demand on the system now to what was there 12 months ago when the reforms were announced. I think if our government at state and federal level are really serious about tackling this and making it a priority issue, then we need to match that with funding. And we're not seeing that at the moment, either in state or federal budgets.
But is there the policing response? I imagine this would be reliant on a policing response, the notion of going home, staying home, of not having to flee your home, but having the perpetrator forced out of the home. Is that happening?
Yeah, look, it has to be, the policing has to be part of that response, but we also need things like well-funded men's behaviour change programs. We need, staying home programs. We need specialist counselling support services. We need services that can work with children, a whole range of different things in order for the whole system to work together.
At this point, at this moment in New South Wales, that's your area of expertise or authority, can I ask you this? How many women are seeking or needing, and children, a safe place on any night of the week at the moment, as the whole nation really is focusing on family violence, that cannot find that place?
Fran, I wish I could answer that question. I think it's a billion-dollar question. I don't know if anybody knows how many women are actually being turned away every night. We know that 3 or 4 years ago a piece of research was done that showed that 1 in 2 women couldn't get into a refuge. These reforms have certainly not addressed or fixed that. I would say the demand is greater than that now.
Have these reforms, in fact, exacerbated that?
Again, it's difficult to say. I think women are being given a range of different responses, but whether that's what they're trying to seek support from in the system in the first place is a difficult thing to answer.
All right, Mue Bolch, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks.
Mue Bolch is the CEO of Domestic Violence New South Wales, and if you need some support, the National Sexual Assault Family and Domestic Violence Counselling Helpline, you can call 1-800-737-732, 1-800-737-732.